Alicia.
Now, Doctor, you had contact with the Al-Qaeda militants yesterday via SMS. Has your contact in Yemen managed to talk to the kidnappers?
Yes. We allowed a cooling off period on Saturday after we were granted the extension of time for peer, after we had a stay in execution. And I deliberately moved him away from the area to Sana'a for that cooling off period. We knew they will contact us after the deputy minister leaves. Because on Saturday they told us, your government is coming to Yemen to talk. And when they said that, we knew we were going to get a response. And indeed, we did get that response. Late yesterday afternoon, they sent us a text message. They said, in our opinion, your government is not interested in discussing the release of Pierre Corky. So we asked, what makes you say that? They said, your government didn't contact us. They didn't negotiate with us. And we're sure they didn't talk about ransom. How much ransom money did they bring? So we asked them, what gave you the idea that our government is not interested in Pierre Corky? What gives you the idea that they want to negotiate with you? And what gives you the idea that they want to pay a ransom? They said in the Yemeni media, there was a report last week to say your deputy minister is coming to negotiate with us, and he wants to negotiate around the ransom. We said, but that's not true. We've told you guys from the 7th of January, every single day, right up till today, that the South African government and governments in general don't negotiate with kidnappers and they don't pay ransom. They said that's true. All the governments say that, but they say that in the media. Under the media and under the table, they talk to us and they give us money. So how much money is your government giving us? We said our government is giving you no money and they're not talking to you. And thereafter, they sent us a picture of a bomb belt as with a wire fuse attached to it.
Now, Doctor, in terms of the relationship between the gift of the givers and the government, how is that so far?
The relationship is well, there's no problem with the relationship. It's just different modalities in working. The government has a policy. It can't talk to the kidnappers and it can't pay a ransom. We don't have an issue talking to the kidnappers because if somebody doesn't talk to them, they will kill Pierre Corky. A few years ago, there were three Russian nurses in captivity. Nobody spoke to them. They executed the nurses. The government even met Anas. They met my representative. They had a long discussion with him the whole day on Sunday. And Ambassador Jaffer has been in contact with us from May last year. I met Ibrahim before he left for the trip. So we are in constant communication, but our modalities of working are different. They're governed by international law and by the politics. We follow our own system because we are an NGO.
All right, Doctor. And with that said, what is your way going forward from this point on?
We're waiting. You know, we're still having that cooling period. Even after that bomb picture was sent to us, we're still keeping the lines of communication open. We know they will contact us soon because that's the approach. One minute they're hard, the next minute they're scary, the next minute they're soft. So we will continue with that kind of system with them. We may meet them soon. I'm not in a hurry because the moment we meet them, the first question they're going to ask is, where's the money?
Absolutely.
And the moment you don't have the money, they become sulky, agitated and angry, and they may just threaten to cut the three-week deadline to 1 week. And I don't want that to happen. So we'd rather stay away from them for now and just talk telephonically.
And Doctor, speaking of money, please clarify, because a lot of people seem to think that Gift of the Givers is negotiating or trying to make awareness of the funds to be raised themselves when it is actually the Corky family. Please clarify that for us.
We don't raise money for ransom. Our only place in this issue is that we are the negotiators, we are the facilitators. The funds are collected by the Corky family themselves and by their friends and, you know, well-wishers. We're not involved at all in the fundraising for ransom for Corky family.
Thank you so much, Dr. Imtiaz. As always, we highly appreciate your input right here on AM News. And of course, that was Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, the CEO and founder of NGO Gift of the Givers.